When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm here with Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hi there.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Welcome.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. This week, I was thinking about shelter and protection and comfort and houses are supposed to give all those things. The expression is safe as houses, so houses have to be safe, right? If we start things off from the bottom, houses have basements. Nothing can go wrong with basements.
Basements can be damp.
And damp leads to mold? Black mold, creeping mold, oozing out of beams and floorboards and pipe junctures, spores flying onto everything you love and changing them into mold until there is nothing left but a soggy, moist wasteland.
Exactly! And there's vermin. Spiders, scorpions, ants, mice, rats, copperfish, silverfish, goldfish...
Mole people who burrow into your basement intent on world domination?
I hate competition.
I can only imagine. Still, there's nothing good about basements? Nothing?
They're a great place to put an oubliette.
What's an oubliette?
I forget.
Exactly! They're a tiny room that you put someone in, seal it off, and then forget about them. It's practically as seen on TV levels of convenience.
That sounds horrible. Why would you... do something like that?
Oh. I have my reasons, Jeff. I have my reasons.
okay. Yes. Right.
There isn't such a thing as a good basement. At their best, basements are business casual dungeons, and it's all downhill from there.
Fine. Let's get up out of the basement then, and we'll use stairs to do it. Nothing can go wrong with stairs.
You're only saying that because you have step-sized feet, Jeff.
See how my precious tootsies are relevant to this conversation.
Well, they are. When steps are built, the pitch of the stairs, the rise and run of each step, is set for one small range of foot sizes. If your foot is too big, it will hang over the edge of the step, or run into the front of the next step, or you'll have to turn sideways and clomp down slowly to make sure you don't fall.
I've never had that problem. I built my own stairs.
Well... it's not your fault that you've been traipsing through a world perfectly planned for your pretty little hush puppies.
I had no idea other people had these issues. I will definitely look at stairs entirely differently from now on.
You should listen to them differently, too.
What? Why? They're stairs. They shouldn't make noise.
I beg to differ. Strange as it may seem, simple household stairs are the most sensitive of the detection tools available to the paranormal investigator.
This is a little hard to believe, Chrissy.
It's backed up by science and history, which is why there are ghost hunter shows on Discovery and the Learning Channel and the History Channel.
And on Sci-Fi.
Shut up, Jeremiah. We don't talk about them anymore. They betrayed everything good and right in the world when they embraced the letter Y.
I'm sorry.
Well, now you know better. I spent a summer in college as a Ghostbuster, and you better believe you learn the ins and outs of the trade fast, or you get scared right out of the industry. One of the things ghost movies get right is how much stairs creak in the presence of ghosts. So much. But because they're so sensitive, like, the false positive rate is way high. Which is why Hollywood can get away with jump cuts with a cat on the stairs and stuff like that.
Cats are pretty scary.
They are. They lull you into a false sense of security because they aren't ghosts, and then they kill you with their dander.
Yes, of course they do. Right.
One of my biggest stair-related disappointments is with banisters. I have never in my life had a satisfactory banister slide. I have heard stories of people who have, but at this point in my life, I'm afraid that's all they will ever be. Just stories.
You have to keep believing, Jeremiah. Someday. It was a sad story. Let's try this from the top. Roofs! Nothing can go wrong with roofs.
Shingles. Kids playing on roofs get shingles. It's medical fact.
I totally have kids, and that is a true statement.
I haven't had kids, but I've had siblings, and they've had shingles, and they played on roofs before they got shingles. QE actual D.
Roofs are also very susceptible to vigilante damage.
Oh, goodness, yes. I just renewed my vigilante insurance policy.
Vigilante insurance?
Crime doesn't fight itself, with the notable exception of the Mafia's Internal Affairs Division. Setting that aside, think of all the comic books and movies where caped and or masked types are on the roof doing some hero business.
That covers a lot of movies.
It sure does. Like every rooftop chase you've ever seen, that can damage the waterproof integrity. People can get fluid in their attics because of that. And what's more cinematic than the leap through the skylight?
Leaping through a skylight on fire?
Leaping through a skylight on fire from a helicopter.
Those are both good answers. And the fire and the helicopter can both cause even more roof damage. And who's going to pay for that damage? Not the magic talent, so-called awesome hero person, that's for sure.
Chrissy, is everything okay? Did someone have an attack on someone's compound?
My bunker is impenetrable and inviolate, Jeff. Never doubt that.
It's super impenetrable. That bunker makes a safe house look like a danger room.
When were you in my bunker?
My apologies. Let's take this outside, to a place that lots of houses have, a yard.
Here in Portland, a lot of folks have taken to keeping livestock and having gardens, and I expect there's going to be an outbreak of goat flu or hipster listeria or chickenpox any day now. The same people who don't want to fluoridate the water go stick their hand near a chicken's nethers on the regular. I don't get it, and it ain't right.
When I worked in construction, there was a big push for underground utilities, and they certainly help reduce power outages and storms. But people dig in their yard when it's nice outside, doing remodeling or gardening or whatnot. And then there's electrocutions and gas leaks, and that's frustrating. But also, it's getting so that it's hard to have a place to hide the bodies anymore. I don't want to call before I dig when my digging is supposed to be surreptitious. I just want to head out back on a whim with a shovel, an enemy, and some quicklime and do what comes natural.
Boundaries! Boundaries are important, and keeping certain things separate and not sharing with other people, like a wall. Walls! Walls are part of houses, and nothing can go wrong with that.
I'll tell you what can go wrong with your arbitrary material definitions of space. Kool-Aid Man.
Oh no!
Oh yeah!
Yeah!
He will wreck walls 6 ways from Sunday. What kind of role model is that?
Be right back getting Kool-Aid Man insurance.
I seem to remember that Kool-Aid Man only smashed brick walls, so other types of walls should be safe, right?
You never know when a violent person is going to escalate. Sure, he's only broken brick walls before, and he said that he's not going to hurt any huge stone or drywall, but you just don't know. You can't know with someone like that.
I'm glad you mentioned drywall, Chrissy, because that reminded me of that poison drywall epidemic from a few years back.
Poison drywall? Were people eating it? Who would eat drywall?
Maybe someone in an oubliette.
It wasn't an eating thing. Apparently, the manufacturing quality was less than optimal, and they had more formaldehyde than they were supposed to, and it off-gassed, filling their homes with a toxic preservative that negatively impacted their health.
It's horrible.
Did they still work as walls, though?
From what I understand, they did keep out the elements, so at least they had that going for them.
That's nice, I guess.
Walls these days don't seem to keep out invaders as much as in the old days, am I right?
I believe you are, Chrissy. There definitely aren't as many crenellations as I would like to see on walls, and I have no idea when the last time I saw a murder hole was.
Me either! It's unacceptable. Murder holes are a vital part of any home defense system.
Murder holes? What? I can't handle this. I don't know how I'm going to sleep in my home tonight. Listeners, if you want to ask us a question that apparently will end with someone's untimely end...
It's never untimely when I do it. It is very, very timely.
Citation needed.
I'll give you a citation.
No, you will not. Now apologize.
I'm sorry I questioned your deadliness, Chrissy.
It's okay, Jeremiah. I guess I'm sorry I threatened you with a citation.
That's better. You can ask us questions with the link at whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm. We're on iTunes and the Google Play Musics, so please subscribe and rate us there. Chrissy and Jeremiah, you scare me more with each podcast we do, but please give the audience your fond farewells.
Good night, everyone. Remember that every creaky stair isn't necessarily a ghost. It's just as likely to be a dragon, or a supermodel, or a psychopathic strangler.
And the only way to keep all of those things out of your house for sure-sies is a reinforced concrete dome with spikes and laser cannons and trained attack pangolins. And you can't afford those, so you will never be truly safe. Good night.
Thanks for listening.
This is happening. You know what? I'm on a computer, which means I can change the size of the font. So the fact that I'm a blind old person. Whoa, magic. Guys, I can read these words now.
Magic is amazing.
I like computers.